So many of the current popular TV shows, This Is Us, Better Call Saul, even Game of Thrones, they have a similar plot line that goes through all of the scripts. There are characters struggling with where they have come from and where they are going. Our families of origin shape us in dramatic ways. Some of us had idyllic childhoods. Some of us had really hard childhoods. Most of us fall somewhere in between. Those early years serve as our life foundation, but we spend our grown-up years adding and taking away bricks to slowly build a life structure of our own. Moses is a man who's torn between two worlds. He's born to a Hebrew slave woman, but raised in a palace by Pharaoh's daughter, a princess. He feasts at Pharaoh's banquet table night after night, and yet he knows that the magnificent buildings and the storehouses overflowing with grain are all made possible because thousands of people are being exploited. It's hard for him to distance himself from the Hebrew slaves who are all around him, because he knows if things had gone just a bit differently, he would be one of them. Maybe this is why he leaves the safety of the palace, escapes his inner circle of power and privilege to go out in the real world for a walk. Imagine Prince William or Prince Harry leaving Buckingham Palace, no security, no bodyguards, trudging into the troubled streets of England to see what life is like for the poor, the working class citizen. Moses has every resource available to him, and yet he's restless. He can't look away from the pain of his neighbors, so he goes out to be among them. This isn't a leisurely stroll. The verbs in the Hebrew emphasize that Moses is alert and attentive to everything going on around him. Scripture says he sees an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his kinsfolk. Why does Moses identify this stranger as a family member? Did his mother, a servant of the princess, quietly teach him about his Hebrew roots, about his birth family's lineage? Did she recognize maybe that her son was in a unique position to be an advocate, a messenger for the Hebrew people? Moses is torn between these two very different worlds. Many of us feel torn between different worlds. The way we act with family and the way we act with friends. The daily grind of real life and the images we post on social media. Our hobbies and our passions that fill us with joy, and the things we maybe do day in and day out to make a living. But I think we feel the tension most profoundly when it comes to our faith, because the teachings of Jesus are often at odds with the modern world. Apparently, they were at odds with the ancient world too, because when Jesus talks about going to Jerusalem where he will be arrested and suffer and die, Peter says, "No way. Not on my watch." Jesus has to take Peter aside and remind him that the ways of the world are not the ways of God. Howard Thurman is a famous theologian who said, if you cannot hear the sound of the genuine within you, you will spend your life and all of your days on the ends of strings that someone else pulls. Jesus knows who he is and stays true to his calling even when his closest friends beg him to find an easier way, a safer way. We all have our favorite scripture passages that bring us comfort. But rarely are they the verses that create tension or dissonance. Even the lectionary today, it skipped right over the story of Moses killing the Egyptian. I just asked Dolly to read it anyway. They wanted to go from the two magnificent stories of the baby Moses being rescued from the Nile to the burning bush where God calls to Moses and just gloss over the messy human stuff in the middle of all that. We prefer that, don't we? To put Moses on a pedestal and forget that he was a flawed man, just like many of us. We like to imagine Jesus welcoming the children, healing the sick. We aren't crazy about his invitation to pick up our cross and follow him. The tough passages of the Bible remind us that God's values are very different from Hollywood's values, or from Washington's values, or from Wall Street's values. Listening and responding to God's call is hard. It asks us to make sacrifices and to embrace struggle and maybe even suffering. If we're currently in a life stage where things are relatively peaceful and calm, maybe God is challenging us to look around, similar to Moses, to be attentive and alert to our neighbors who are suffering and crying out for help, and to do something about it. Like so many of you, I've been captivated by the news reports that have been coming out about Hurricane Harvey. The flooding and the winds have created such devastation. I don't want to glorify this tragedy that has wreaked havoc in the lives of so many. People who don't have flood insurance are wondering if they will now be homeless. We especially know that the elderly and low-income families sometimes never recover after disasters such as this. But even amid the accounts of destruction, there were so many stories of hope, of people risking their lives to save others, complete strangers rescuing each other, people opening up their homes and their stores to let people have a safe place to stay. There was a photo on one of the news websites of a 20-year-old on a paddleboard. Did you see this? There's a 4-year-old at the helm, just sitting there holding on for dear life as the teenager paddles him to safety amid 8 feet of water. I don't think they knew each other. He just saw a neighbor in need, and he responded. Sometimes it's tempting in times of crisis to focus on our own safety and security, and that's what's so remarkable with the news stories that we've seen is that the people in Texas are doing just the opposite. They're leaving their safe places to go out and help those who are vulnerable and at risk. After killing the Egyptian, Moses runs away. He starts a new life for himself in the hills of Midian. He gets married. He cares for some sheep. Until that fateful day when God appears in the burning bush to remind Moses of who he is and what he is called to do. To rescue his people from slavery. Peter wants Jesus to run away. To stop preaching controversial sermons, to stop arguing with people in power, to stop associating with questionable individuals so that he can live a safe and comfortable life and avoid the messiness of the cross. If the midwives had played it safe, Moses would have been killed at birth. If Pharaoh's daughter had played it safe, she would have left that Hebrew baby in the Nile River. If Moses had played it safe, he would have stayed with the sheep in Midian and let his people waste away generation after generation under Pharaoh's rule. If Jesus had played it safe, he might have lived a long, peaceful life as a fisherman in Galilee. No arrest. No crucifixion, which of course means no empty tomb, no redemption, no victory over sin and death. If any want to be my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Following Jesus is hard. Incorporating our faith into our everyday life, that's hard. Might be the hardest thing we're ever asked to do. It will create conflict and tension and force us to go down difficult paths that we'd prefer to avoid. Like Moses, we may cry out to God, "Who am I that I should go?" God will say the same thing to us that he said to Moses thousands of years ago. I will be with you. That assurance was enough for Moses. It was enough for Jesus. May it be enough for us as well. Hallelujah. Amen.